From the Carver Center for Public Radio, this is Ozarks at Large for Tuesday, April 15th, 2014. I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
I'm Kyle Kellums. KUAF is supported by the fully remodeled and expanded Walmart Museum, a family-friendly experience featuring interactive displays on the history of Walmart, Walton's Five and Dime, and the Spark Cafe Soda Fountain. Located on the square in downtown Bentonville and open daily until 9 p.m., including Sundays. 277-8493. Or Facebook.com/Walmart Museum for more information.
KUAF Night with the Naturals will be April 24th at Arvest Ballpark in Springdale. KUAF ticket holders will be seated together and an on-field photo will be taken of our group. A portion of ticket sales will benefit KUAF. KUAF tickets are only available at 927-4063, or you can click the banner at KUAF.com to email an order.
Ahead on Ozarks, Northwest Arkansas Rape Crisis Center will soon be able to expand their efforts to survivors of sexual assault. And a traveling exhibit at the University of Arkansas this week wants college students to engage in conversations about hunger.
First, the state Republican Party is being allowed to intervene in a lawsuit defending ID rules for absentee voters. The decision came yesterday after a ruling by Pulaski County Circuit Judge Tim Fox. The State Board of Election Commissioners created a rule in February allowing absentee voters additional time to show ID if they failed to include a copy. The Elections Commission in Pulaski County has challenged the state board's authority to craft the rule, saying only the legislature can make such a provision. Republican Party Chair Doyle Webb expressed concern the Attorney General's office would not mount a fervent defense because of statements made prior to the lawsuit.
They had issued an opinion essentially saying the state board could not issue rules to protect absentee voters who failed to include an ID. The Attorney General's office was called on to defend the state board, which was counter to what their initial unbinding opinion was.
Chris Burks, Pulaski County Election Commissioner, says the decision to allow GOP inclusion in the defense is not necessarily a comment on the ability of the Attorney General's office to be fair.
The judge explicitly rejected their rationale, and that rationale was that the Attorney General's office can't do its job because it has an opinions department and it also represents state boards. That opinion advanced by the state Republican Party was rejected today. Judge Fox said, well, the AG's office does this hundreds of times in civil cases. They issue opinions in the opinions department, and they have a law that says they have to do that. And there's also a law that says they represent state agencies, boards, and commissions.
With the question of the appearance of impartiality settled, both sides have until Friday to submit briefs. Judge Fox is expected to rule in the case on April 23rd in advance of May's primary elections. His ruling is expected to determine whether the state election board has standing to grant additional time for absentee voters to present ID.
Many crop farmers in the state are beginning to worry that harvest time yields for rice and corn may be affected by recent rainfall amounts as the planting season keeps getting moved back for those crops. Jason Kelly, a wheat and seed grain specialist at the UA Cooperative Extension Service, says rice and corn are usually planted in March or April, though this year a majority of farmers in the state are still waiting for drier conditions.
You know, the concern is that, we got a big rain the last day or so, and that's going to push planting back a little bit more, and that if we plant late enough, that's going to probably cause our yields overall, or our yield potential to drop. And so that's why what the concern is, if we plant too late, our yield potential will be going down.
Kelly also says freezing weather in spring could be detrimental to the harvest of some winter wheat in the state, since those crops reach maturity in what farmers call the heading stage, where grain forms at the end of the wheat plant.
Once we get to heading and flowering, that's really the most sensitive time for freeze. And, temperatures as low as 30 degrees could cause a lot of problems once we got to that stage.
Kelly says most of the wheat crop in central and northern Arkansas should not be affected since it is at an earlier stage of growth. But if freezing weather extends to southern Arkansas, where wheat is more likely to have matured, some of the crop could be in trouble.
Arkansas-based Bank of the Ozarks has reported net income gains in its first quarter report. According to Talk Business Arkansas, the Little Rock-based financial institution saw profits of $25.3 million, an increase of 26% from 1 year ago. Diluted earnings per common share for the quarter were also up at 68 cents, a 21.4% increase from the first quarter 2013 report.
Meanwhile, net profits of Lowell-based J.B. Hunt Transport Services declined in its quarterly earnings report. Net profits for the first quarter were reported at $68.7 million, a decrease of 6.4% from the same quarter last year. Net earnings per share were also reported down at 63 cents per share, a decline of about 8% from the same period in 2013.
The Fort Smith City Board of Directors tonight is set to adopt a set of guidelines aimed at ensuring exemplary service from the city for residents and visitors. Ray Gossick, Fort Smith City Director, says the idea originated from the Board of Directors, and while some of the values on the list may seem like common sense for those working in the service industry, bringing the item back to the Board of Directors serves a practical purpose.
It's to formally adopt it and show that there is support from the city's governing body and the city's administration. And that support will then be communicated to all 900 of the city's employees. And so it's important that we begin this message by showing support from the top levels of the organization.
The list includes philosophies like following through on commitments, showing empathy when listening to residents and visitors to the city, and maintaining frequent and prompt communication. Gossick says the principles and values were all chosen with a common thread in mind.
Basically, by identifying the principles that organizations who provide exceptional service value and adhere to in providing that. So our goal was to identify the core competencies necessary for providing exceptional citizen service.
The Fort Smith Board of Directors meets tonight at the Fort Smith Public Schools Service Center on Jenny Lind Road.
The Arkansas-Missouri Railroad is being recognized for its diverse and sound business interests. According to the City Wire, Railway Age magazine has named the railroad its 2014 Regional Railroad of the Year. The railroad's efforts to upgrade its 140 miles of mainline tracks and clearances and upgrades to its locomotive fleet and shop are reasons for the Arkansas-Missouri receiving the award, as are the variety of transportation services the railroad offers.
The Northwest Arkansas Naturals didn't play at Arvest Ballpark last night after the game was postponed because of weather. Instead, the Nats will play a doubleheader this evening against the Midland Rockhounds. First pitch of Game 1 is scheduled for 5:05.
If you're going to be there for both games, dress warmly. Clear tonight, lows from 35 in Northwest Arkansas to 38 in the Arkansas River Valley. Sunny tomorrow, highs in the lower to mid-60s. Wind gusts, though, between 20 and 30 miles per hour. Tomorrow night, mostly clear, lows around 42.